At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Sean Eubanks.
Thanks for joining us and welcome to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. And on our show today, we have Ciara Jenkins and Brittany Widers of Revolutionary Tactics in the Greater Atlanta Area. Revolutionary Tactics is a uniquely exclusive professional solutions company that specializes in recruiting and educating physicians for the medical marijuana industry. So first, Ciara, your background here. You graduated from Drexel University with a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. Her nursing career began as a bedside nurse on a congestive heart failure unit in Atlanta, Georgia. Ciara was a natural in the clinical setting, therefore quickly escalating to leadership roles. By serving as a preceptor and charge nurse, she acquired excellent managerial and interdisciplinary communication skills. In addition to all of that, she obtained her certifications in basic life support and advanced cardiac life support. In order to challenge her knowledge and critical thinking skills, Ciara then transferred to cardiovascular intensive care unit. While working in the CVICU, she cared for critically ill patients who were placed on continuous renal replacement therapy, had left ventricle assist devices, and who also had heart transplants. She also became certified as an extracorporeal membrane oxygenation nurse, ECMO for short. She became proficient in this life-sustaining intervention, allowing her to train new ECMO nurses. After gaining a wealth of knowledge and leadership skills from the CVICU, Ciara began traveling as an ICU nurse. However, with an extensive history of caring for patients throughout life-saving interventions, she began to further educate herself on non-invasive holistic prevention, care, and treatment. Ciara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Brittany Widers, your background. Brittany graduated from Rush University with a Master of Science in Nursing. That is not Rush Limbaugh University, is it?
No. Rush University in Chicago, no.
Okay, cool. I was like, I didn't know if he had his own university, but that is not good. Okay, cool. glad Rush will stay on the radio, and then you're at Rush University. Awesome. So Master of Science in Nursing there. Upon graduation, she returned to Greater Atlanta metro area to embark on her nursing career. So initially, she was a bedside nurse on a cardiac step-down floor where she learned the fundamentals of nursing, effective teamwork, and great communication skills. She also obtained her certification in advanced cardiac life support and basic life support. In order to expound on her skills and critical thinking ability, Brittany became an active member of a level 2 trauma intensive care unit, where she responded to life-threatening traumas, held leadership roles on unit-based committees, and trained new ICU nurses. And additionally, she strengthened her knowledge and skills by pursuing trauma nursing core courses and pediatric advanced life support certifications. Brittany then transferred to a travel agency ICU nurse, caring for patients in neuroscience ICU and medical and surgical ICU while obtaining her critical care registration nurse certification. That is the gold standard of critical care nurses. It was during this time she also began to contemplate impacting healthcare on a national level. Well, welcome to the show, both of you. What great backgrounds you both have. You both are best friends, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
I got that from your website, and I had the pleasure of meeting you both when you stopped by the Strainwise Consulting booth last month in Pittsburgh. That was at the World Medical Cannabis Conference and Expo. So do you guys travel a lot together? Do you go? I mean, you're in Atlanta, but you're based there, but we met in Pittsburgh.
That's correct. We actually are starting to get into traveling. So initially when we started our business, we weren't traveling as much, but throughout the past couple of months, we've been given opportunities to kind of disseminate, I guess, our mission to other states, which is good, our goal.
Awesome. So when did you guys get started in this industry?
We started Revolutionary Tactics. We built the business in the summer of 2016, like July, and then we actually launched this past January.
Okay. And then you started the company as best friends. You're still best friends, is that correct?
Yes.
Hey, one at a time. Now, you can be honest. Just text me if you're not. Just say, no, I'm kidding. I'm not best friends.
I can't stand her. No, we are.
Awesome. Well, we could do a whole other segment on how you manage that. It's wonderful. Well, good. So how many employees do you guys have?
It's just the
currently,
two of us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead.
Currently, it's just the two of us. But we also, like on our healthcare, on the digital magazine side, we have a few writers that we work with on a continuous basis.
Okay. And then which one of you is in charge of day-to-day operations?
I think that we both kind of manage that. Yeah. We don't like to give one too much more responsibility than the other. We're really good at splitting our, the task and duties and responsibilities.
Excellent. And then so you both are kind of all hands on deck, just like a typical startup would be. You're doing a little bit more than you should, making up for lack of being able to hire a bunch of people. So basically, it's kind of all hands on deck for you both.
Correct.
Cool. So why recruiting? Revolutionary Tactics is you recruit physicians and you educate them, correct?
Yes. So we recruit physicians, and how we gain their interest is through education. And that's like the separate part of our business. We have the digital magazine, and that's what kind of gets our business out there. But it also helps to educate healthcare providers like physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants about cannabis and the endocannabinoid system. Because Sierra and myself, as you read, we are both nurses, but we never heard about the endocannabinoid system until we got out of academics and into the real world.
Yeah, it's an interesting note. I mean, do you think, in your opinion, why is the endocannabinoid system just completely left off of training for nurses, doctors, and medical professions?
Everyone's not ready to embrace a plant that is actually able to do the things that these opioids they give you do. So I just think the stigma behind it right now and people not being open and the lack of, I wouldn't say the lack of research because there's a lot of research out there, but people are not receptive to the research right now.
Yeah, I think that's common. But why I love having you on the show is what you're doing is the education piece. You mentioned that you have a magazine that's free of publication. Tell me about that and how to get in touch with you and how to get that.
So the name of our magazine is Canna Health. And the main three points that Canna Health provides is knowledge, advocacy, and safe access. You can expound on it, Brittany.
Yeah, so it's a free digital magazine. So in order to, I don't know if you want to say upload it or in order to have access to it, all you have to do is have a computer or a cell phone or an iPad. And you type in cannahealthmagazine.com and that'll bring you straight to the Canna Health website. You can also go through Revolutionary Tactics, but the easiest way is to go through cannahealthmagazine.com, and you'll see all the issues that we have released. We've released three issues thus far. The first one was an overview of the endocannabinoid system and what cannabis can do The second one was focused on veterans and the opioid epidemic. And then this last one that we just released, I think we released it Monday, right, Sierra?
Yes, Monday.
That is about children and how cannabis affects the different disorders and diseases children have.
Wonderful. I'm on your website, revolutionarytactics.com. I can see Canna Health, beautiful magazine here. You've got Dr. Donna Ballen, who is, she did a cannabis exit drug video interview. So, but it's wonderful. I mean, you're already achieving so much success here. You have doctors on the cover there. There's cannabis benefits listed, talks about multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease. So what a great thing that you're doing, and what an incredible, what credibility you have because you're bringing these doctors on onto the magazine.
That's what we aim to do. So like Sierra was saying, with the three areas that we cover, knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, we try to tie in everything to get, to help people get a full scope of cannabis. So with the knowledge portion, we focus on just different healthcare providers providing informative articles about cannabis. So we have physicians, we have registered nurses, we have pharmacists, we have mothers, patients. They all add some sort of informative article to the magazine to help educate people. And then we go into the safe access, and that's where we usually have a clinic that provides cannabis or holistic alternative resources to patients. So we kind of highlight that practice and what it does and how you can get in contact with them. And then also for the advocacy part, or the last portion of it, which is the advocacy, we showcase an organization that is obviously recruiting for the public, or has interest for the public that they can have access to, and they can get more information, and maybe it's geared towards like a specific cause that someone's more passionate about. But we try to highlight those organizations and how you can get in contact with them and what they're doing in the community. And then the last portion of it, which is still part of advocacy, we have patient success stories. And so patients just tell what their experience is on is or was on cannabis, and how it's helped them and improve their quality of life.
Incredible. I'm going through this magazine right now. That is, it is tremendous. I know it's digital, and you guys are on a limited budget. It's just really, really well done, professionally done. I love the story here. You've got Riley's Smile Foundation. Can you talk to us about that?
Oh, yes, Riley's Smile. That just kind of touched my heart. As I was putting together just her piece, we met them at actually the conference last month. And we heard a little bit of her story, not really. It was more so the difficulty in her getting her medication. But once I put the piece together, it was really impactful. So Riley was about 7 years old when she was diagnosed with what they thought was a tumor. And actually in the magazine, you can see a picture of her CT scan where the tumor was, it's like a, it's in her sinuses.
Yeah.
So you can see it all in her eyes and in her nose on the CT scan. Really impactful. And her mother started noticing changes in her, in the symmetry of her face. And that's what first brought her to the doctors. And the doctors decided that she had this malignant tumor in her sinuses area. They later found out that it was just a disfiguring tumor that mimics cancer. But regardless, Riley had to go through so much surgery in order to fix her face, really, and to prevent, I guess, growth of the tumor. In the process, obviously, her mother was researching the best way to, you know, combat inflammation and pain and just help, again, improve the quality of her life. And she came across cannabis. And so she started using cannabis, but unfortunately, she could not tell the doctors that she was using cannabis. And the physicians would say, you know, she's having this amazing success with cannabis. She's having this amazing success with the limited growth of the tumor and how she's progressing so well. But again, the family couldn't say anything that she was using cannabis because it was illegal, especially for pediatric use. And so then finally, Riley's mother, Janie, decided that she just wanted to take a stand and let people know that it's cannabis that's, you know, improving her quality of life. And so then she talks about how basically they went on the mission, on this mission to get cannabis approved. And ultimately, they ended up getting it approved. And not only was it approved, but it was allowed on school campuses. So Riley does not have to leave school and weather and, you know, have the possibility of getting hurt just to get her medicine. And then she was the first child, I believe, to get her pediatric medical cannabis card. So it was a really impactful story.
Wow. And it's wonderfully written too. Are you, do you have a journalism background, either of you at all? Or are you just talented writers as well?
No, we don't have a background in it, but I do have a little bit of a passion for writing. So, yeah.
Awesome. Incredibly well done. Well, listen, we do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be rejoined by Ciara Jenkins and Brittany Wieters of Revolutionary Tactics. During the break, check out their website, revolutionarytactics.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about weed and sexual dysfunction. Don't go away.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. We've been talking to Ciara Jenkins and Brittany Wieters of Revolutionary Tactics. So welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. So on to segment two here. So what's it like being a female CEO in leadership role in the industry?
Good question. It's very exciting, I would say, to be females in the cannabis industry. When most people ask us what we do and they find out, they give a puzzled look. And so it makes me very ecstatic to be a part of something that most people wouldn't think that we would actually be a part of, given our backgrounds. So it's challenging too, but me and Brittany are up for any type of challenge.
So being nurses, did you find any kind of pushback from your fellow professionals or anybody giving you grief, either family or friends or otherwise, when they found out that you were going into this industry?
Well, my family is very supportive and on board for what Brittany and I are doing. I won't necessarily say that I received any pushback for any of my colleagues. A lot of them are surprised and they want to be educated about it because, like Brittany said earlier, when we were in school, we did not learn about the endocannabinoid system. So a lot of them are just very curious, want to learn more, and they're excited for what we are doing. So I wouldn't necessarily say that there are people that's telling us, no, you shouldn't do that, we don't support this, but I haven't experienced it. I'm not sure about Brittany, though.
No, I agree with Sierra. It's more, they're more inquisitive.
More curious than that. And you know what? I talk to a lot of nurses when I'm out traveling around, and y'all are the sharpest. You're closest to it. You're in the treatment rooms. You're doing it. You're not. And so unequivocally, I hear from nurses, look, they're doing it also, or they're aware that there's some type of cannabis protocol, but then there's obviously,
right.
You know, it's hush hush because you don't want to compromise. And certainly people don't want to lose their insurance coverage. There are real consequences to introducing cannabis as a supplement therapy.
Right.
Well, what was the state of the industry when you guys entered it? I'm kind of curious about when you decided, because it sounds like, I mean, this is more of an educational platform than it is a true recruiting company, a little bit of both. But what was the state of the industry and what made you decide, look, this is exactly where we're going to enter the market?
I think when we saw that there was a disconnect between really the medical side of cannabis, I mean, don't get me wrong, there is definitely literature out there and there are resources out there, but to have a staffing company that's solely healthcare, because there are staffing companies out there, plenty of staffing companies that are cannabis focused. But none that are really focused in healthcare. And we thought if we could kind of bridge that gap, then maybe that would help us to have a stronger front overall. And obviously, being nurses and having that background, it kind of guided us towards that section.
Yeah, I love what you're doing. I think it gives a tremendous amount of credibility because you're in the industry. You're nurses already. Do you have any challenges when you approach doctors, or do you hear them mainly saying, look, I love it, I believe in it, I hear you, we hear anecdotal examples of people having success, but due to liability, I'm out, or how are you received by doctors that you approach?
I've come across both, some that are for it, some that are against it. Some doctors want to wait and jump in once all the crooks are like worked out and more people are doing it and the stigma is kind of, you know, gone away. But some people aren't for it, some are. So I've seen both.
Yeah, we've gotten a mixture of that. But more physicians than not are on board. And then even more nurses, I think. Nurses across the board. Like, I don't think I've came across a nurse that was like, anti-cannabis, but more physicians than not.
Did you guys, when we were in Pittsburgh, did you get a chance to listen to Captain Kirk Edibles? Did you hear him from Michigan talk?
No, we weren't able to hear him.
Well, just a quick story on him. So he has MS, and he was in the hospital and couldn't sleep. And a friend of his brought an edible to him, put it under his pillow. He took it and then basically woke up the next day and had the first and only restful sleep at that point. And then his friend was sneaking edibles into his room. And and just not a short time later, he walked out of the hospital when the doctors were not sure he was going to do that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I had a chance to visit with him as well. But just another story. And obviously those nurses that were part of that saw him walk out of there, and they're obviously believers at that point. So You know, however you can make progress. And then you have all these stories that are coming out and people just talking about what works for them. And then other people will, you know, will try to supplement their typical Western medicine regimen that they have. So when you guys are, when you're thinking about balancing, I mean, how does your day to day happen? Do you work on the writing side, or are you guys, do you not sleep? I mean, honestly, you've got, you're running the staffing company, but then you're also writing the education platform. How can, how do you do all of that in one day?
Well, we strategize. So we obviously aren't working, well, thank God that there's two of us, so we can split the work up. But we kind of focus more on one aspect on one day than the other. And we kind of balance that off from day to day. Because to be quite honest, there are some days where the magazine requires more focus, like towards publication dates. And then our staffing company is more so like when we have clients, like this one client that we're working with now, actually Canna Mommy, that takes a little bit more time because it's more negotiating, more talking about requirements and expectations. So, yeah.
Okay, and I noticed the connectivity here. You've got multiple platforms that you market across, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But one of the great videos that you put out on your YouTube channel, which is wonderful and informative, and you can access that through revolutionarytactics.com there. Tell me about the video that you mentioned, weed and sexual dysfunction.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need to preface this. I'm asking for a friend of mine. Obviously, I'm good.
Sure. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sure. Everybody's always asking for. Everybody's always asking for a friend. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I mean, I'm just, for our listeners, I know you do. Okay, we're good.
Okay. So, to answer your friend's question, it would be, so Dr. Tischler is where we got our information from. He's actually one of our contributing writers. And basically, he was just saying that, cannabis cannot also not only help, like, I guess, enhance the mood, but it can also enhance you physically. So it can help with erectile dysfunction. It can help with sex drive, which is really something that's more so in women, what he calls low libido, is the scientific word. So primarily he was saying just start low, which is what we always say, start low, and kind of just work your way up what's more comfortable for you when you go and talk to your physician, and obviously a physician that's open to using cannabis. But he says cannabis can be very effective. He says the oils are probably the most popular, but anything that you actually have to rub on your skin, it's going to take some time to actually connect with those receptors. So maybe vaping might be a quicker way. But, yeah, he was just explaining about kind of the dosing and then the method. And that's what we explained in our YouTube video.
Yeah, that's a great point, because you are going up against the blue pill, right? Or something that's more instantaneous. You know exactly what to expect with that. But it's great that you talked about how to consume it, because vaping, you want it to get a little faster. A topical, or maybe you're a little more impatient than waiting on an edible. But yeah, it's great that you talked about how to consume it, because you want to be able to, you know, it's, in other words, if you take an edible, you can't compare it to taking a pill, right? You want to be able to understand how you metabolize and give them each a fair shot, if you will.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome. I love your YouTube channel. I think it's wonderful. I love that you guys are educating people. You're doing it quickly. You're giving the information for them. They don't have to spend 20 minutes sifting through a video. Very, very cool stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Ciara Jenkins and Brittany Wieters of Revolutionary Tactics. And we're going to talk about donating blood if you smoke weed. During the break, please check out their website, revolutionarytactics.com, and those YouTube videos are available for you as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. And we've been talking to Ciara Jenkins and Brittany Wieters of Revolutionary Tactics. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you.
Yeah, so getting back into this, with the e-magazine and Revolutionary Tactics, give me an idea of what your approach to deciding how to brand both of these.
So that's what is so versatile and so useful with the magazine. We put our staffing company, we put an ad in the magazine about our staffing company in each issue. And we put an ad more than once in the magazine. So people have the opportunity to kind of click our link within the magazine and learn about the staffing company. And then obviously the educational magazine just speaks for itself.
And what help do you need? Because this is an incredible publication. It's really well done. I'm looking at this article, Is Cannabis Safe for Teenagers and Children? All parents need to read that. There's some 5 million kids a day taking Ritalin and different drugs. So it's relevant. It's a wonderful discussion to have. What do you need as far as our listeners? Do you need advertisers' help? I mean, what do you need to make sure that we can get this publication and you can continue and be a profitable company and get this message out?
We definitely are looking for more subscribers, and not just physicians. Our magazine is not to just educate physicians, but also caregivers, patients. We want to be a resource for everybody to educate the general public. That's why the articles that we place in the magazine are very reader-friendly, that anybody can read it. Of course, we need advertisers, and we also need contributing writers. We love patient stories as well. Brittany, did you want to add anything to that?
Nope, that's it.
Yeah, and you guys have, so you have a LinkedIn profile, a business profile, where you have articles and ways for people to connect there. You have the YouTube channel, you have Instagram and Facebook as well. So what is the most effective marketing tool that you've used to date?
I would probably have to say Facebook.
I agree.
Facebook.
Okay. And do you use targeting marketing there, where you're looking for specific like outgoing efforts where you'll boost a post, or do you just find people are responding and looking for and finding you there organically?
I guess more so the organic part. We do try to promote our magazine and other groups that we're involved with, obviously with their permission. It's a little bit difficult for us to boost on Facebook just because the content that we have, but we're slowly but surely getting there.
Okay. And then does actual business come from Facebook, or is it more that's where the conversation starts?
Yeah, probably the conversation starts there. We don't typically get really business from Facebook. We more so get like a subscribers and people who are interested in resources like patients.
Okay. And then are you able to connect to other organizations? Do they give you different, you know, for example, like Riley's Smile Foundation, are you connected there? And do you guys share and help each other that way?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Wonderful. Are there, for our listeners listening, is there anything they can do for Riley's Smile Foundation or any like foundations like that?
Yeah, you can donate or you can purchase products. For example, Canamami, they have products. I don't believe Riley Smile has products. I mean, she has iPods that she gives away, but that's to the children. But you can support them, obviously, by donation or buying a product. And the links to all these different foundations are actually in the magazine, in the articles themselves. You'll see like a blue hyperlink. And you're able to click on any of those links, and that'll take you to the page.
Wow. Yeah, it's wonderful. I'm kind of shifting through here. You've got such great topics here. The final one here on page 18 is, you know, is marijuana really a gateway drug? And it's by Dr. Jordan Tischler. I mean, you have some incredible sources here. Wonderful write up there, Dr. Tischler. You know, an ad here for your all-inclusive medical conference in Montego Bay, Jamaica. I don't know what I'm doing in November, but I'm going to look into that for sure.
Great.
Being in Colorado, it's going to be snowing. We'll probably have our first ice storm by then, and it'll be a great time to get out of town. Yeah, this is great stuff. You got Canamami there,
Thank you. You've got,
you know, cannabis recommendations, alternative. You see Canisense there. Just really, really wonderful stuff. Okay, so getting back, because you're nurses and I have a million questions for you, but getting back to your YouTube channel that's available through revolutionarytactics.com, tell me about blood donating and for cannabis users and if they should be concerned about that or there's anything they should do before they go and donate blood.
So when donating blood, if you use cannabis, you can donate blood, but the only disclaimer is you cannot show up and be obviously high. They can, you know, refuse to see you if you're high, but they're not going to turn you away if you do use cannabis. They will ask you, but as long as you're not visibly high or showing any behavioral problems, then you can still donate blood.
Okay, excellent. And you're obviously female entrepreneurs in this space. You're successful. You've made it past these original things that trip you up. But what advice do you have for someone that's looking to get in this industry? Someone like you is listening to this podcast thinking, okay, I can do that. I'm inspired by these ladies. I want to do this as well. What's a single most important piece of advice you can have for someone trying to get into this business?
Network. Get out there. I didn't even know that we had a Peachtree Normal or a Normal chapter in Georgia until we started, you know, doing our research and building this company. So just get out there. And if there's not an event or there's not an organization, make one. It's a great way to connect with people and to find resources.
Yeah, that's such a great point you bring up. I would just add to that. I agree with you 100%. I think find the advocates in this industry and understand your why. Why are you in this business? Obviously, both of you have a medical background. You saw it firsthand and you have passion for it. But align yourselves with other advocates, and then the business side of things will work itself out. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent. So where do you see either the magazine, the e-magazine Can of Health going? Do you see it going into an actual publication where you monetize it and you're involved with more advertisers on a physical nationwide reach? Do you want to be on shelves? What's your vision for Can of Health?
Global domination.
Yes.
For sure.
No, but we would love to see it in print and in doctor's offices and really anywhere where we can educate the public.
Yes,
absolutely.
Dispensaries everywhere, yes.
Outstanding. I would love to see it too. I think what you're doing is incredible for the industry. How do we help you get to that point where you're actually able to print it and distribute it?
Really, the more subscribers we have, the more people are interested in making ads. So the more people we can reach, the better.
Excellent. And I applaud you also for taking the risk to go to Pittsburgh. I know you have to fly from Atlanta to Pittsburgh. You never know what these shows are gonna bring. I will say that the World Cannabis Conference there was phenomenal. I hadn't seen that many suits in the business, and I love that. We got to speak to two senators there. I think it's a very professional thing, but I do applaud you both for taking that risk because it's a huge expense just to get up there, much less have a presence.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And we're grateful for meeting you and be able to connect and have this opportunity.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. I wish you truly both the best of luck. I think I hope that everyone listening on iTunes and on iHeartRadio takes this to heart and they can get in touch with you, revolutionarytactics.com. Give me some information, an email, a phone number to reach out to you guys in case I'm interested in advertising with the e-magazine or participating in Revolutionary Tactics in other ways.
Sure. So our website, revolutionarytactics.com or canahealthmagazine.com. You can also email us at info@revolutionarytactics.com or info@canahealthmagazine.com. Telephone number that we can be reached, 404-458-7136. And then also all of our social medias, we check them regularly. So we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, obviously YouTube. So any comments or any type of contact through those social medias, we'll be able to provide feedback, I guess.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I think it's also worth noting on your LinkedIn page, you do have not only statistics and industry articles, but you also have job openings there. So people can go there and find that information as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you all for joining us on this edition of Blunt Business. You can download episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com, bluntbusinessradio.com, or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and now iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, VP of Strainwise Consulting. It has been a pleasure visiting with both of you ladies, Ciara Jenkins and Brittany Whiters of Revolutionary Tactics. Thank you all so much and have an outstanding day.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.